The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, wearing red because, in her own words, it was clean, is Professor Beth Oljar.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm wearing my hoodie today is not even to remain warm, but because also it was hanging up and it was clean. It's a big deal.
Okay.
Finding clean clothing is a big deal.
So we can both have overshares.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Overshares. Don't worry that students don't listen to the radio show. It's not going to be a big deal.
Students have radios?
They don't even know what those letters mean in that order. Yeah. They don't even know what this is.
They don't listen to my lectures. Why would I think they listen to them?
What is the this you're referring to, Dan Maggio?
This a radio show.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. I thought that you had like pulled a radio out of your pocket and pointed at it or something like that.
No, that'd be a rabbit.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Absolutely. Professor Diane Manica is here, also wearing red. It's awesome.
Well, because I'm going to the Red Wings game tonight.
That's a big deal.
Jim and I are both going.
Hockey.
That's cool.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep.
If Jeff Boats were here, he'd say Viva la Habitat, yes. Just to make sure that everybody remembers the nickname of the Montreal.
No, Lake Reno Resort is no longer.
Oh, good.
I did notice it this morning.
Yesterday, when I was leaving yesterday, they had the plows out there picking up all the slush and the ice.
Right. It's good to hear that we were able to get that done.
Yes.
You know, I wonder how this all goes down, but we do have an inn now here at UDM now that the deputy mayor of the city of Detroit is one of our professors.
Is one of our faculty members.
Yes.
Happened to stop in on Wednesday. And we, of course, all asked the new deputy mayor. He said, I already received a phone call from the major office on campus.
From Dr. Garibaldi.
And he said, Thursday, it will be taken care
of. Excellent.
And it was.
And Thursday it was.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry about the loss of the resort, but I'm glad to hear that the facilities are working again. So, Jim, you're going to the game tonight, too.
Yes.
Seems like it'll be a good one.
I hope so.
I hope it's not a shootout, because...
Well, we won the shootout the other night.
That's true.
Well, it'd be nice if there's actually hockey punching.
How's Jimmy doing? Is Gustafson still going to be
I think he's out for a few weeks. Mm. Yeah, Jimmy Howard. Not good. Not good.
Out for a few weeks, A.
Out for a few weeks.
A few weeks, A.
There was some very, very nasty stuff on Twitter the night that he became injured. An ankle strain or something?
Knee strain.
Okay. Yeah, somebody posted something along the lines of, oh, darn, Howard's down. Now we'll replace him with something better. A pop can hanging from the end of a piece of floss.
Oh.
I was like, poor guy, you know?
Wow.
Just went down.
He's also a U.S. Olympian.
He's an Olympian, for Pete's sake. Yeah, actually, I hope he gets better in time to at least be the backup for the U.S. team. That would be nice, too, huh?
We'll see.
I see that, as always, Professor Dave Chow is getting ready to watch some Olympic hockey.
It is going to be tense at my house, that's all. It'll be very tense.
Pretty sweet. U.S. versus Canada, is that why?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I might be sleeping on a couch.
Oh, wow.
Or in an igloo.
won't be my igloo, because... And I don't dare go over to the in-laws, because Lord knows, I could be... You know, I could be sleeping in the garage.
Does Canada have a good team this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Does Canada have a good team for the Olympic hockey team?
Do they even know what hockey is?
Yeah, I'm just talking hockey, but I could be interpreted to be overall. Speaking of Olympics, I was just watching a little bit on one of the sports websites before I came over that said the uniforms that the Olympians wear as they march into the stadium in the opening ceremony. It's like the U.S. reveals what this people be wearing, and it's horrendous. They really look bad. So do you watch the Olympics, Professor Jason Roach?
I watch Olympic hockey.
Hockey.
And skating. I mean, who doesn't watch skating?
I don't.
Yeah. If there were, I really just hockey.
Some of the skaters train around here, and you don't watch them?
I know, and my wife's obsessed.
I was going to say, does Leslie watch skate?
She came at me with, there's a new like ice skating event this year. There's a team competition, and I'm like,
okay.
When's the luge? When's the skeleton?
It's not about how... I don't think it's about how good you are. It's about who can make that one jump at the right moment.
Right.
It's like flipping a coin. You might as well just throw the air.
I like the way they coordinate with the music and stuff, too.
No. But it comes down to the big jump.
Creative.
If you make the big jump, you're in the running. So all that work for one jump.
Well, but that's true of other sports, too.
What about biathlon?
I know ski jumping gets all that work for one jump, too.
But they get to do, like, two or three jumps, don't they? Is he the best?
Yeah.
See, now, now here's the reason I don't watch it, because that's all judged. All those others, timed, scored. I have more points than
that
you.
That is true.
Some of the others ought to be judged.
Speed skating is kind of exciting. I'll give you that. Yeah. That's very exciting.
At least that's definitive. You have a clear-cut winner as opposed to the Russian
judge.
The
objectivity
of
the standard.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, after a while, you see the placard go up and whatever, 9.236. I'm like, can we just redo the scale to be 0 to 10 again?
No, I've always had this theory of if we all put them in the same black bodysuit, let them skate their routine, not know who they are, then how will they judge?
Well, then it'd be like diving, right? I mean, then
to a certain extent,
same thing. Yeah. You know, you're judged,
just also judged.
Arbitrary.
I don't think it's arbitrary. I mean, when I watch diving, you can tell. I mean, if somebody makes a big splash, if they over-rotate the dive, that seems objectively a good reason to score it lower than...
But then how much lower do you score it?
Depends
on
how
big. If they go in feet first.
This is the belly flop, right?
Yeah, right. So would be the end of it. So you wouldn't have to grade them.
Great students work, right?
No, unfortunately, it's...
It involves judgment, but that doesn't mean you're just making it up.
I'm judging my...
Oh, we have gotten way too philosophical here.
I think we might. Yeah. You know, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. You can send us questions about the Olympics. You can send us questions about
better
hockey.
Zombie.
If you stump us, you can win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166, or you can send the questions or suggestions for snow days of the future to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. When last we were on our show, we had some wonderful questions coming at us from our old friend Frank Burrows of Valencia, California. And we are looking here at number 10 on that list. Who is the first woman to win an Emmy for hosting a game show? One ever cares. It was Betty White. Do you remember what the game show name was? No, it says here it was Just Men was the name of the game show.
Wow.
Never heard of it.
Show?
But I love the fact that you got the Betty White. Yeah. That's great. What company was founded by Harold Matson and Elliot Handler?
The Matson Handler Company?
I was going to guess
pretty
that.
Darn close. It just seems like a couple letters got interspersed. It's Mattel Toys.
Wasn't Handler... Well, didn't we have that question a couple weeks ago about who invented the Barbie doll?
Oh!
I think so.
Same name?
That makes sense.
Definitely not a woman.
Yeah. That's true. That is also true. Within 25 pounds, how much did the Wright brothers' first aircraft weigh?
650 pounds.
You blow my mind sometimes.
What is it?
605 pounds. Wow. That's closer than I would have got at a first guess.
So I get it.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Hey, because I've seen it at the Henry Ford. So.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh, yeah.
It's there.
Yeah. And the Wright Brothers Cycle Shop, too.
Yes. Well, I was in there at the winter holiday.
Uh-huh. Holiday nights.
Holiday nights. Mm-hmm.
Man, you hit every holiday event this year, didn't you?
Every year we add another one.
That's great.
It's going to be all December.
Who once opined... If a cluttered desk is a sign of a cluttered mind, of what then? Of an empty desk.
Sign of an empty,
empty mind.
A sick
but
mind.
Who
it was Einstein, yes, Albert Einstein. Who said
you're not thinking?
I like him.
He's a cool guy.
Good.
I wish I knew where my desk was.
Yeah.
Who was the first hockey player inducted into the NHL Hall of Fame who was born in the state of Michigan?
Mark Howe.
Mark Howe, right off the bat. That's amazing. The stick, I should say. Very nicely done, Professor Chow. What famous singer presented Marshall Mathers with his Academy Award for Best Song in 2002? Another Academy Award winner.
That was
a Grammy thing, wasn't it?
Where they We're talking Academy Award for Lose Yourself.
Who gave him the award? Is the question.
It was a very Oscar-winning singer who presented him. Famous for mostly movies, Broadway.
Barbara Streisand
gave him his Oscar.
It's the best hip-hop. I love that song.
I worked on that music video.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, you guys the storyboards for it?
Dave did the storyboards,
For the Lose Yourself video. That's my first Academy and Oscar winner. So.
Nice.
And Grammy winner.
That is nice.
What state has the least amount of counties?
Delaware.
Delaware has only three. How do you know that?
I don't know. Louisiana has parishes. It's so they don't have any counties.
That's right.
Yeah. That's a good point. Louisiana doesn't even have counties.
That's
they
right.
Have, what are they?
Parishes.
But they function.
They function as like counties.
They function.
Semantics, Beth. Semantics.
Well, in a rose, different kind of legal system, actually.
It's true. It's true. Oh, my. Somehow we found ourselves right back to where we started from perhaps a week ago. The original name of Major League Baseball's Pittsburgh Pirates was...
Was it Alleghenies or something?
That's exactly right. They were the Pittsburgh Alleghenies.
The Rivers.
Until 1880. Then they stole, quote, second baseman Louis Bierbauer from Philadelphia and were labeled by the newspapers as a bunch of pirates, in which case it stuck.
They owned
That's
it.
Awesome. Okay,
good cool. for them.
Good story. Anybody who knows U of D and UDM history knows that we were originally the Tigers for semi-obvious reasons, but we had a very strong offensive line on our football team one year that stood like titans on the frozen tundra of the field a few feet away from where we are.
Oh,
and
that
so
how we got
that's
that?
How we got the name Titans.
That's Absolutely. Cool. I did not know that.
Yes.
But then again, I also didn't write the alma mater.
Well, you know, you don't have to. You don't have to. To do that. Which U.S. president had a son that appeared regularly on the soap opera The Young and the Restless,
Gerald Ford.
Baywatch? Yeah, Gerald Ford's son, Steve.
Gerald Ford, oh.
Steve. Oh. I never heard that before. That's great. Yeah. That is great. What did Elmo Wright do for the very first time in NFL history, November 18th, 1973?
Elmo Wright?
Elmo
November
Wright.
18th.
November 18th, 1973.
Who's the one?
I believe he was
named Elmo?
He was a receiver, if that helps.
100 yards to
no?
Oh.
He did something that is so commonplace now we don't hear much about
the
it.
The forward pass.
No.
No. Scored for the opposite team.
No, that's a good one too.
Safety.
No, you know, he did an end zone dance after scoring a touchdown.
Oh, right.
Pulled over for drugs.
Pulled over for drugs. We're not talking about Canadian pop singers here.
No.
We're talking about
Canadian mayors, yes.
Yeah, apparently this is not a joke. Probably Professor Chow already knows about this, but there was a hockey game where on the big screen during a penalty period, they put up Rob Ford and Justin Bieber, and they had their heads like rotating.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Toronto rules! I'm like, this is so weird. It's a mess.
Oh, the shame.
I got to say, the guy with the thick Scottish accent, who's the really, really hardcore, we have to think about it after we take a break. And we are back with questions about Justin Bieber. No, not at all. With some questions that are all over the map from our friend Frank Burrows. We are sensing through the questions the heat that will keep us sane for the next 10 to 15 days.
Dude, we're spending the night here. It's warmer than my house.
What was the very first animated character featured as a giant balloon in Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, 1927?
No.
Donald or Mickey?
No.
Mickey Mouse?
No?
Hold on, Felix the Cat.
Felix the Cat.
Yeah, thank you, yes.
The wonderful,
Felix
wonderful
the
cat.
The wonderful, wonderful cat.
Yes.
Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks.
That's right.
Okay, I'm really creeped out.
Yeah. Where does this all
and
come from?
The professor. And then who else?
He can't be
there?
More wonderful than my cats, whom you've now met.
Yes.
Do they have magic bags of tricks?
Well... One of them has scientific papers proving that she is the most adorable kitty in the world.
Oh, that's right. That's pretty cool.
Oh.
She's always saying, respect the science, Mom.
The British call these salty harumphs. What do Americans call them?
Salty harumph.
A salty harumph.
Wow.
It can't be potato chips because they call those
No,
crisps.
But you are pretzels? Definitely in the snack zone. It's pretzels. That is harumphs. Absolutely.
Salty harumphs.
I think pretzels better.
I was going to say. It
more Bavarian.
Yeah.
Why did Elvis Presley supposedly hate the TV show The Streets of San Francisco?
Because they didn't let him be on it.
No, Fran but that acting. Would be sort of an obvious thing.
He didn't like
Mostly when men knows. Hate things, there's a woman involved.
One of his exes was a star.
He only had
no,
one
No, but
ex.
You're close. You're close.
Michael
Someone
Douglas
who spurned
was
him was a
Linda
star.
Presley? Or,
no.
Priscilla.
No. Carl Malden's character on the show, Mike Stone, had the same name as the very first man Priscilla dated after she broke up with Elvis.
Good grief.
That is the silliest thing I've ever heard in my life. Mm. Also, pretzels, known as salty pretzels. Yes. What state was represented by the first African American Miss America?
New York.
Was not New York.
Huh.
Georgia. For the record, let's see if you can get the year
Vanessa
first,
Williams.
Because I find this very surprising.
Vanessa
I don't
Williams,
know,
right?
It was
Vanessa
not
Williams
Vanessa
was
Williams.
84, so it must have been before
would
that.
Would it be 72?
It was 1970 was the year.
Hmm. It's a southern state, I bet.
Nope.
No?
No?
Midwestern, classically Midwestern state.
Ohio.
Minnesota.
It was Miss Iowa. Oh, yes.
Iowa.
Miss Iowa.
Wow.
Pretty crazy. Cheryl Brown was her name. Pioneer for Miss America. I shouldn't say it out loud. I don't even know if people pay attention to that stuff anymore. I mean, do they?
I watched Miss Congeniality the other night.
Once Trump bought it
that's
and everything.
That's as close as they got.
That's just, I don't know what to say about
one,
that.
One can only hope people don't pay attention to it. But people buy the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Yeah. So
yeah, for the articles.
True. Yeah,
right. That's right.
What are the top five states to have the lowest percentage of senior citizens?
Alaska.
Those older than 65, Alaska is number one.
Vermont, oh, okay.
Vermont.
No.
Maine.
Lowest percent?
Nope.
The lowest,
lowest percentage of senior citizens, those over 65.
North Dakota.
Nope.
Montana.
Nope. Big old state with an odd shape out west.
Idaho.
Not Idaho,
Texas?
But Utah is number two.
Utah.
Utah. The squarest state in the union,
Kansas?
I believe, is not,
Colorado.
Not Kansas, Colorado. Mm-hmm. And then going further to the south, it's purple on the map.
Texas. Texas.
Not Texas, but Georgia. And then Texas
you
is
didn't
last.
Say south and east. Oh. You just said south.
I'm sorry.
That's right. I was looking at New Mexico.
Being more funny. I know. I'm sorry.
This is
I
so unfair to Jason and myself. We got a strangle.
I am so directionally challenged.
I can't believe Georgia has one of the lowest percentages of over 65. That's weird.
Well, I figure
Alaska is
obviously close.
Yeah.
You just go down into Florida.
Yeah. But I mean, why? How different can they be?
I don't know.
Big.
Who's the first professional golfer who earned $1 million for career earnings by 1968?
$1 million.
Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer.
Here
yes,
we go.
It was. Very well
Arnie.
Done, guys. Very well done. Even with the map on the wall. But we remembered most of the stuff we were supposed to remember. Very, very well done.
Next week, we have all the presidents up. We can look at the presidents if we have to.
You know, I have an apology to give, and it's coming a week late, Kimberly. I apologize. I think I said Richardson when I introduced you before from Van Nuys, California. You sent us such a wonderful group of questions. We're going to try some more here. It's Richards, Kimberly Richards of Van Nuys, California, gave us a very interesting list of 35 things, original names of famous people, movies, television shows, and things before they got famous. So some
cool.
of these are sort of obvious, but not all of them. Back Rub was the first name of a very important internet company.
Yahoo, Google?
Not
Google.
Yahoo. Google was first known as Back Rub.
Back Rub?
Note the capital B and R.
Wow.
Ooh.
Please.
How do you get from Back Rub to Google?
Who knows, man? Who knows? All I know is that it's now a verb, right? You can Google something all the time.
Yep. It's on the Google.
Legally, you can Google something.
Legal, yes. Please Stand By was the first name of a TV show, an anthology TV show that's not The Twilight Zone. Started with a very familiar starting conversation. Not Hitchcock.
Rockford Files?
Do not adjust your television
set. Oh, Twilight Zone?
Oh, not Twilight Zone. It's something like that.
What's the other one?
I don't know.
Night Gallery?
No.
Oh.
You're naming every one but the one I need.
Yeah.
Do not adjust your set.
Night Stalker?
Nope. No. It was called The Outer Limits.
Outer Limits.
Right.
Outer Limits, right.
First known as Please Stand By. Okay, here's a famous actor. Maurice Micklewhite is better known to us as...
Was it Leslie? No. Not Leslie Nielsen. Maurice Micklewhite. Oh, crud. I can see him.
John Wayne.
No, I know.
Really?
Michael
you can
Morrissey's
see him?
John Wayne.
We've
I could give it away,
before.
But I could just tell you that this actor played Alfred the Butler in the last three Batman movies.
Oh, Michael Caine.
Michael Caine is Maurice Micolite.
And he was also in Miss Congeniality.
In Jaws 3D.
Are you seriously fixated on this movie, aren't you?
No, I just saw it last week. So it's still fresh in my memory.
Short-term memory.
It is the movie he has seen this year.
It's the only movie he's seen this year. So.
Jerry and Dave's Guide to the World Wide Web became another fantastically popular and large internet company. Jerry and Dave's Guide to the World Wide Web. Yahoo.
There aren't a lot of choices.
Absolutely. Here's another famous person. David John Moore Cornwell. I love those four names there.
Famous for what?
I want to say he was a writer. I'm almost certain. I'm going to date myself because it's a name that I'm not totally familiar with. He kept the first name John, but after that he was... No ideas? Was it Westerns? I'm sorry,
John
guys.
John Carradine?
John Forsythe? Le Carre or Le Carre?
John Le Carre.
Spy stuff. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
Oh, that was... I should know if it was a Gary Oldman movie, you know. Another famous person, Lawrence Zeger, who we know him as.
Bob Dylan?
He's wearing suspenders, leaning over the table the whole time.
Larry King.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yes.
Lawrence Zeger.
Zeger?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I change it too.
Now, not just almost every week, but almost every week, Professor Chow makes some sort of Blazing Saddles reference. That was not the first name of that movie. Do you know what it was called first?
Beans. Oh, no.
Mungo is pawn.
Let's say it has the first three letters of the second biggest state in the union.
Cal.
Second biggest state in the union is
Texas.
Okay, I forgot about Alaska.
And the second part of the title is the third to last letter of the alphabet. Tex-X was the original title of Blazing Saddles. That makes
Blazing Saddles
sense.
Sounds so much better.
That movie could not be made now.
I don't know.
But I don't know.
Or the Teutonic Titwillow.
Yeah, but not as a major.
Family Guy gets away with a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Our students get away with a lot.
I love Blazing. I think Borat
got away with a lot.
Okay.
I saw Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles, all those Mel Brooks ones.
They were great.
Young Frankenstein is one of my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wonder what the conversation is like around that dinner table.
The pitch to make
Ann Bancroft and Mel Brooks must be fascinating.
I have often wondered that because those are not two people.
She has got a wicked sense of humor.
Oh, she does. Yeah,
wicked sense of humor.
Folks, what do you think about this very, very famous modern, frankly, as in the last 20, 30 years, sports icon, as in brand? They first were known as Blue Ribbon Sports. Now we call them named after a Greek goddess, Nike. Yes. Wow. Absolutely. let's see here. So there was a very famous comedian, very, very acidic comedian, who may or may not have sung the national anthem very poorly at one time. Yes. Do you guys know what she wanted to call her sitcom, which ended up being called Roseanne?
Working Mom.
You know, you're in the wheelhouse. I'm giving it to you. She wanted just Life and Stuff. She wanted it to be very, very boring. I remember also.
I was going to guess Domestic Goddess.
Yeah. There you go. Same sort of thing. David Bowie, do you know what his real given name is?
David Jones,
very, very straightforward. Yeah. Yes,
that's cool.
Yes, absolutely. This one's close to my heart, and I think we've had a reference for it sometime in the last hour. Spaceman from Pluto was the working title of the script to favorite movie of all time, Back to the Future. That's right.
Which you own on DVD.
Of course.
And Blu-ray and every other
one. What about two and three, or is it just the first
two and three is great. You know, my wife's a big Western fan, so three is good. It's a nice, tight storyline. It's cool.
But not as good as one.
One is the best one. Uh-huh. One is the best one. Nice. That was my Star Wars.
They always are.
Back to the Future. Let's see. Oh, my. That's very interesting. Who was born Demetria Gynes?
Demi Moore.
Yes, Demi Moore. There you go. Nice.
Wow.
How did you guys know that?
Incredible. It just sort of made sense with Demetria.
Yep.
Okay.
Or dementia. Oh.
I think you folks will probably grab on this one because it's fairly well known. Robert Zimmerman became
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, yes.
Yeah, Vicky's daughter is, they call her Demi, but I believe it's short for
Demetria. I think it is Demetria, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one is very interesting. I've never heard it before, and sorry to say I'm such a child of Fox, as in the Fox Network when it first started with only its like
not,
two
not the news,
three.
Right?
21 Jump Street.
Do you know what Married with Children was called in the pilot? I remember seeing this, even at age 10 or whatever, like, I think I have to watch this show. It was such a horrible show.
I Hate My Family?
No, it was called Not the Cosby Show. It's so perfect.
Boy, and if the only thing you're familiar with Katie Sagal in, or the main thing, is Married with Children when you watch Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Incredible. Talk about a 180-degree turn in character.
Yeah. You got it.
And she's awesome in Sons of Anarchy.
Don't think too hard about this. What do you think any part of Red Fox's real name, his given name, was?
Fox. Robert?
No.
Fox?
No.
Red Blue?
Nope. I need you to go one shell beyond and then you're all set. Probably best known for what sitcom?
Sanford.
Sanford and Son.
John Sanford was his name.
Oh, wow.
Actually. Oh,
wow.
Born John Sanford.
Not thinking too hard is never a problem.
Yeah, not with us. Yeah.
I'm kind of glad they decided to spice up the title of this hardcore 1980s evening soap. Originally, it was just called Oil.
Dallas.
It wasn't Dallas.
Dynasty.
Yes, absolutely.
The Denver Clan, as it was known in Germany.
That's right. The Denver Clan. I love it. Who was born Terry Bollea?
Hulk Hogan.
Yep, Hulk Hogan.
Nice.
Who knows what he'll be governor of someday. It's kind of hidden in the title. See if you can figure out. This was the working title of a famous 1980s era sitcom. 45 Minutes from Harlem. As in, that's all you would need to travel.
Oh, the Jeffersons?
Not the Jeffersons.
All in the Family?
No.
A Norman Lear?
To go from sort of a lower middle class life to an upper middle class life. Like the two young men did on this show.
Oh,
What, you think of Bosom Buddies?
No. Conrad Bain.
Different Strokes.
Strokes.
Oh, cool.
To Move the World. Absolutely.
I took your hint too literally.
Oh,
what
sorry.
You talking about, Willis?
I was just going to say, what you talking about, Matt?
Do we have any fans of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia in here?
I've seen it a couple
times. Yeah, I've seen it a few times.
I've seen it, I like it, but...
First few seasons were very, very funny. Haven't seen it lately. The working title is sort of a one-word... mild curse for someone who's not very nice to you. It makes me laugh because Jerks was the name of the show.
That would be a better name. Yes.
We're going to have to dwell on that one for a week by saying goodbye. Professor Roach.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
See you.
Professor Tubbs.
Bye, Jerks.
Professor Manica.
Bye-bye.
Professor Maggio. Bye-bye. Professor Oljar.
Toodles.
And now these words.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by N.M. Winbigler, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.